This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, this is Lori Richards with this week's Register. Our first story, Health Department Working on Adding Space by Mark Emerill. Lawrenceburg. The Dearborn County Health Department is planning to expand. The county commissioners gave their okay on a letter of intent for the health department to begin negotiations for a lease on an office at 272 Bilby Road across from the St. Elizabeth Dearborn Hospital. Health Officer Dr. Stephen Eliason said some services will be moved there out of the crowded courthouse basement office. We're expanding our clinical services, said Amy Rose, who works at the health department. So we'll work on pressure checks, blood glucose, A1C, hepatitis, and HIV rapid testing, as well as a full panel of STI, sexually transmitted infection testing. And then, of course, our educational needs are through the roof. We're currently doing two sessions a month for court-ordered classes for youth. Rose said the office is a blank slate, meaning the department can design the layout to include classrooms and other offices. County Attorney Andy Bodendistel said the health department and the owner of the building listed on the county's Beacon website as Rest and Relax Rentals, LLC of Indianapolis are in conversations on the lease. The owners have committed up to $100 a square foot, almost up to $500,000 for the build out. He said the letter of intent allows them to shift their focus away from advertising it to everybody and working with me to get a lease agreement put together with me and Joe Votaw, the health department attorney, to get a lease agreement put together. Eliason said, the lease is expected to cost about $117,000 a year. The money will come from the Health One money the health department receives from the state. It is expected that no money from the county will be used. Once the lease agreement is finalized, it must be approved by the health department board, and a public hearing will be held on the agreement prior to the county executing the lease agreement, Bodendistel said. Commissioner Rick Probst said this project is much needed. This is a great project, Probst said. We should have done it years and years ago. It's good to see the citizen support moving away from this building, the courthouse, and being more accessible. Thank you for your action. Harrison Council votes to remove Councilman Mike Maines by Haley Garr. Harrison. The Harrison City Council voted to remove Councilman Mike Maines at May 7th meeting following Maines' recent vandalism accusations. The vote was 4-2. Harrison resident Steve Hickey erected a Confederate flag and toilets for each city council member in his yard with a sign stating, Harrison zoning allows junkyards. On March 31st, Maines was accused of going on Hickey's property, stealing two lights, putting up a libertarian sign, and driving through and tearing up grass on Hickey's land. Maines was charged with receiving stolen property, criminal damaging or endangering, and criminal trespass. At Tuesday's meeting, Maines claimed his attorney gave an offer letter to the city council, asking them to wait on voting until legal proceedings go through the court system. He said he's disappointed that the council did not take that offer more seriously. I have enjoyed serving and will continue serving, said Maines. No matter what happens, we will file an appeal, which immediately issues a stay. I will continue to fight and stay on council. Due to the resolution passing, a public hearing will take place at 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 28th in council chambers. Mains encouraged supporters and non-supporters of him to come to the hearing and to hear all sides of the story. New McDonald's owner once worked the drive-thru. By Laura A. Hobson. Lawrenceburg. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Erica Shadoin, age 44, is the third generation owner-operator of McDonald's franchises. She just purchased the restaurants in Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Versailles, and Batesville, bringing the total number of her stores to 19 in the tri-state area. She is no stranger to McDonald's. Her grandfather, Lou Groen, opened the first McDonald's in Ohio in Montford Heights in 1959. He also invented the McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Groen was a founding partner of Cincinnati's Ronald McDonald House. Shadoin followed that tradition where she now serves on its board. Her father, Paul, was an owner-operator. Her brother, Grant, is an owner-operator of 11 restaurants in Northern Kentucky. With her family's involvement, working at McDonald's came early. Living in Crescent Springs, Kentucky, at 14, she was working the drive-thru lane at the Dry Ridge McDonald's. She earned a bachelor's degree in hospitality management in 2002 from Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, and an MBA from the University of Southern California in 2008. She worked as an enterprise resource planning consultant at Deloitte from 2008 to 2010. But she said she missed the McDonald's atmosphere. She returned to McDonald's and went through next generation operator training in 2014. According to McDonald's, it offers this training to allow its franchisees to bring their qualified family members into the business to build their own McDonald's legacy. Shadoin's first store was in Taylor Mill, Kentucky. Shadoin said working at McDonald's is a people business. There are retirees, young employees starting their careers, and customers, she said. I enjoy being out in the restaurant business talking to all. She moved into Southeast Indiana this May when the Ed Cummings Jr. decided to retire and sold his franchisees to Shadoin. The Cummings family's, Ed's father, had owned the four McDonald's before selling to his son, and Shadoin had worked together previously. It was the right fit, according to Shadoin, to purchase the four stores. We have similar values for the transition, she said. They both emphasized a people-first culture, customer-centric style, and a love for the McDonald's brand. Shadoin has over 1,000 employees across the 19 restaurants and offices she manages. She works on strategic planning, sets priorities, manages financial decisions, and reinvestment. In addition, she is a field alignment chair for the Columbus field office. I still get behind the counter or help in the drive-thru, she said. Shadoin said she believes in community involvement. She partners with school and churches and sponsors activities, including a scoreboard at Villa Madonna Academy in Northern Kentucky, the Elder High School Athletic Department, and the Junior Achievement Program in Northern Kentucky. She and her children, Nate, have three children, Madeline, age 10, Wesley, age 9, and Gunner, age 6. In the future, Shadoin said she wants to focus on digital business, which is where part of the market is. I want to drive people to the app, she said. You can get great deals. Winners moving on to November. The turnout was low in both Dearborn and Ohio counties as the ballot for November was selected in the May 7th primary. In Dearborn County, 14% of the registered voters went to the polls, with 1% of those taking part in early voting, according to Clerk of Courts Wendy Beatty. In Ohio County, 12% of the registered voters participated, according to Clerk of Courts Jamie Stegmiller. Dearborn County results. For County Commissioner District 1, Jim Thatcher won another term, defeating Mike Lawrence by just 28 votes. In Commissioner District 2, newcomer Dwayne Bischoff won with 2,593 votes over incumbent Alan Goodman with 2,033 votes and Dan D'Amico with 380 votes. The three incumbents on the county council were reelected. Tim Dahl received 3,677, Mark Dole received 3,616, and Glenn Wright tallied 3,571 votes. Steve Gemmer was the odd man out with 2,120 votes. Wendy Beatty was elected County Clerk of Courts with 2,552 votes over Megan Keith, who received 2,234 votes. In Dillsboro Town Council District 3, Douglas A. Baker with 86 votes defeated David R. Holland, who had 58 votes. Winners in unopposed Republican races in Dearborn County: Judge Superior Court Sally A. McLaughlin, County Treasurer Haley M. Hatfield, County Coroner Cameron McCreary, County Surveyor Dennis Krause Jr., and Dillsboro Town Council District 4, Becky Fryman. For the Democrats, Hunter Collins with 477 votes and Don Victor with 472 votes will be candidates for County Council. Ohio County results. In Ohio County, the only county election with opposition in the race for District 2 of the County Council, Connie J. Brown with 302 votes defeated David M. Jackson with 245 votes. In Ohio County, races that were unopposed: Clerk of the Circuit Court Christy Kate, County Treasurer Melinda S. Smith, County Commissioner District 1 Shane Coons, and County Council members Charles Ray Cleary Jr. and Yvonne Walton. For U.S. Congress 9th District, incumbent Republican Aaron Halchin will run against Democrat Timothy Tim Peck. For 68th District State Representative, Democrat Lisa Barker will run against Republican Garrett Bascom. Statewide, Mike Braun is the Republican candidate for governor. He'll face Democrat Jennifer McCormick. In the U.S. Senate race, Republican Jim Banks will face Democrat Valerie McCray in the November general election. For vote totals, go to registerpublications.com/category/election. Foundations, awards, teachers' grants. The Ohio County Community Foundation recently awarded $4,755 in teachers' classroom tools grants to several teachers in the Rising Sun Ohio County School Corporation. The program provides grants to Rising Sun Ohio County teachers to purchase teaching tools and supplies or fund trips that enhance projects, programs, and curriculum in the classroom. Each teacher may request up to $1,000. The following teachers were awarded a grant: Amanda Sexton, grades 10, 11, 12, Spanish 2, and Spanish 4, awarded $404.99 to purchase 50 novels for students to increase proficiency through reading. Andrea Levy, grades 9 through 12, chemistry, awarded $994.80 to purchase a Newtonian demonstrator and a color wheel light reflection kit for better learning experience. Laura Mary Paget, grades 1 through 5, awarded $1,000 to purchase Scholastic curriculum subscriptions. Julie Wilson, kindergarten, awarded $434.09 to purchase food and other supplies needed to support the language arts, math, and science curriculums. Tim Slayback, grades 6 through 12, construction and industrial maintenance, awarded $1,000 to purchase a laser engraver to be able to use the computer to enhance a figure using software to engrave in the wood technology interest. Eleanor Klinhoffer, grades 6 through 12, Family and Consumer Sciences and Human Services, awarded $921.12 to purchase raised beds to grow plants and learn how to produce farm-to-table meals. The Teachers Classroom Tools Endowment Fund is administered by the Ohio County Community Foundation. Donations may be made in honor of a current or past teacher or in memory of or honor of a loved one who values education. Donations to honor your child's teacher would make a great present from your child. Honored teachers or loved ones will be sent an acknowledgement informing them that a donation has been made in their honor. Acknowledgement of a memorial will be sent to the family of the loved one. Donations can be mailed to the Ohio County Community Foundation, 330 Industrial Access Drive, P.O. Box 170, Rising Sun, Indiana, 47040. Donations are tax deductible and will assist in providing future grants to Rising Sun Ohio County School Corporation teachers. Questions concerning the Teachers Classroom Tools Grants Program can be directed to any foundation staff member at 812-438-9401 or by emailing Tracy Stegmiller, Program Coordinator at TSTEGMILLER@OCCFRisingSun.com. Briefly, Aurora Upgrading Facades. Aurora. In April, the City Council approved more than $30,000 in facade improvement grants. Projects must be completed and awarded funds must be requested by August 19th. All applicants were required to submit a written description, 3 written proposals, and photos of their project. Each application was scored on a 40-point scale. In 2024, eligibility and awards were limited to businesses currently operating in Aurora. The businesses receiving grants are Alejandra's, $5,000, Vineyard Community Church, $4,262, Norwood Glass, $4,000, First United Methodist Church, $550, Sweeney Property Holdings, $4,150. Weber Sports, $5,000. Fraternal Order of Eagles, $5,000. Lawrence Motorsports, $5,000. And Harmony House, $5,000. Since the inception of Aurora's Facade Improvement Matching Grant Program in 2016, Aurora has invested more than $491,000 in facade improvement grants. In addition, Main Street Aurora awarded nearly $22,000 in 2016 for a combined total of over $500,000 to city property owners. Cemetery cleanup. Aurora. Riverview Cemetery at 3635 East Lardy Creek Road has a cleanup day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th. Main Street Aurora is sponsoring the event. The Riverview Cemetery Volunteer Board of Managers is looking for volunteers. Meet at the front gate with a shovel, rake, blower, trimmers, broom, or favorite outdoor tool. If it rains, it will be canceled. For more information, call 513-519-1422. 2 Chamber Programs. Lawrenceburg. The Dearborn County Chamber of Commerce has 2 programs this month. The May monthly member meeting presented by FCN Bank will be at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday, May 21st at the Dearborn Adult Center. Lenaine Garrett, owner of Empowering Health, will discuss workplace health and wellness. Then, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday, May 29th, the Women in Business Roundtable presented by Hollywood Casino will be at the Lawrenceburg Event Center. The May get-together will focus on how women can define success inside and outside of their profession, with a focus on wellness throughout their career and life. Carly Staubach, a registered nurse and certified aromatherapist, will be the featured speaker. For more information and to register, go to DearbornCountyChamber.org. Clean up on York Ridge, Yorkville. The next roadside cleanup organized by the Dearborn County Anti-Litter Initiative, DCALI, is set for part of York Ridge Road on Saturday, May 18th. Volunteers are needed. The cleanup will take place from the bottom of York Ridge Hill to Fox Road. The road will be closed to through traffic from 9 a.m. to noon to ensure the safety of volunteers. Volunteers are asked to meet at 8:30 a.m. at the York Ridge Hunt Club at 5311 York Ridge Road for supplies and instructions. DCALI thanks York Township Trustee Gregory Callahan and the Miller York Volunteer Fire Department for organizing this cleanup for the past several years. For more info, go to www.facebook.com/Dearborn County Anti-Litter Initiative. The DCALI thanks the Dearborn County Sheriff's Office and the Dearborn County Highway Department for their assistance. First show, Lawrenceburg. Although work is still going on, the Liberty Theater has booked its first concert. Country singer Kelsey Walden from Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky, will be in concert at 8 p.m. Friday, September 6th. Liberty Theater is at 229 Walnut Street. Tickets on sale now are $18 in advance and $22 on the day of show. Ticket information is at www.cincyticket.com/Kelsey Walden. Walden has released 4 full-length albums full of both heavy twang and Spitfire pedal steel and coffee house confessionals, according to Rolling Stone. Cruising with Carts, Greendale. Greendale Main Street hosts its first golf cart cruise from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, May 26th. The parade of carts starts at Probasco Street, winding through Greendale, ending at a pop-up park on Brown Street for a pizza party and live music from Ethan Hopper. This is a new event celebrating Greendale Main Street and street art. Exploring Aurora. Aurora. Aurora has a lot to see and experience. Main Street Aurora is sponsoring a contest to explore the town and shop and eat. Once attendees have 10 receipts from participating businesses or restaurant, they can redeem their purchases and pick up a copy of Portrait of a River Town, Aurora Celebrates 200 Years, produced by Winters Publishing at Aurora Main Street's office at 231 Main Street. Those who have 20 receipts are eligible to win a grand prize of $2,000 in gift certificates. The drawing for the winner will be during Light Up Aurora on Saturday, June 29th. Nancy Fahey Turner, Executive Director of Main Street Aurora, is chairing the event, which runs through Friday, June 28th. Visit mainstreet@aurora.in.us or call 812-926-1100 for more information. Yard sale for the community, Greendale. Main Street sponsors a community yard sale from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, May 24th and Saturday, May 25th. Anyone can participate. Register at www.greendalemainstreet.com/events. The fee for yard sales is waived. Park to put a spark in the dark by Haley Garr. Harrison, Great Parks is presenting Spark in the Dark at Miami Whitewater Forest at 9001 Mount Hope Road. It will be an after-hours event in which people of all ages can come and experience the park during sunset hours. The event will be held the last Saturday of each month, May through September. May through August, the park will be open until 11 p.m. In September, it will be open until 10 p.m. The first event this year will be at 8 p.m. on May 25th. We are going to light up the harbor, explained Rocky Lobbs, manager of guest experiences at Great Parks. We are going to have glow-in-the-dark lawn games, lit-up pedal boats that people can rent, and we will be selling food and drinks. The idea started with a co-worker approaching Lobbs with the idea of implementing glow boats. This co-worker was a member of the park education team, which soon led to this event being a collaboration between the guest experience and the education teams. Each one will be a little different, said Lobbs. We are trying to invite some educators to come out. We did the education part last year, and we are working toward making that bigger and better. Spark in the Dark is going to be a combination of renting pedal boats that glow, witnessing the sunset at the park, experiencing a lit up harbor, education on the park and nature, snacks and drinks, and more. Shaker Farms Garden Club plans their year. The Shaker Farms Garden Club members gathered Wednesday evening, March 27th, at the Harrison Township Civic Center to discuss plans for the 2024-2025 programs and events. Trish Cleaner and Brenda Manger were hostesses. Spring has come early this year, and plans are underway to clean up the Looker House Gardens, Community Center Gardens, Passmore Cabin, and Interstate 74 Dry Fork Road interchange areas. Letters were sent to participating businesses for Beautify Harrison Pots with different combinations of plants this year. Gail Chuck, Betty Kuckendorfer, and Mary Lou Smith represented Shaker Farms at the Garden Club of Ohio State Convention in Independence, Ohio, last month. The club was notified it won several awards. Briefs were filed by Gail Chuck and Brenda Manger for a number of club projects. Brenda Manger presented Shirley Morgan a certificate for Penny Pines. Each club collects spare change at each meeting, and when it totals $68, the club applies to GCO to donate 100 saplings to be planted in a past president's name. Morgan was president from 1999 to 2001. This is a National Garden Club program, and trees can be planted in your state or a state suffering from fires or other weather conditions that have destroyed their trees. This is the 10th club president honored, and the club has planted 1,000 trees. And with that, we've come to the end of the time. This is Lori Richards with this week's Register. Have a wonderful day.